Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. My daughter's husband is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, my daughter got married young and she has a short attention span. She's almost 30 and it looks like she's about to cheat on her husband. She married a man that's 38 and he's a lot more settled than she is. My daughter has been talking to a new guy on the phone and she told me he's smart and funny. I've seen her ignore her husband's calls when she's on the phone with him, and she doesn't even know her four-year-old exists. I asked if she was having an affair, and she said they are platonic friends. The other night, she was supposed to come pick her son up, and I hadn't heard from her. She wasn't answering my calls or texts, so reluctantly, I called her house, and her husband picked up, and he said he was looking for her, too. A few minutes later, he came to get the baby, and I could tell he'd been drinking because he was talkative. He said he thinks my daughter is cheating on him, and she hasn't had sex with him in a month. I felt so bad for him, so I hugged him. He told me that I felt real good, and he squeezed my behind with both hands. I stood there frozen for a second before I pulled away from him. He apologized and said he'd been drinking, but then laughed and said, I do feel like silk. He asked me if I had ever thought about him in a romantic way. He said when he first met my daughter and I, he was initially attracted to me. I clearly remember that day, and I did think he was fine AF, but not for me. I'm only 48, and a man 10 years younger can't handle me. It's a good thing my boyfriend called when he did, because things got heated quickly. I know I need to talk to my daughter about her bad behavior, but do I need to tell her about her husband's behavior too? Well, I mean, not if you don't want to blow up the spot, because this letter took a hard left. I mean, it really, really did. And you're talking about it got heated quickly and all of this. I mean, were you into this? You know, it sounds kind of like you were. So I'm going to tell you this, Mom. You need to back all the way out of your daughter's marital issues. Telling her about her husband's behavior, no need to at this point. She doesn't care what you have to say anyway. I mean, you've asked her about this other man. She's still doing her thing. In other words, the only person she's listening to right now is her so-called platonic friend. You said she even ignores calls when it's her husband when she's talking to this other guy. Your daughter needs to be concerned about her son. She's taking you for granted because she knows the baby's safe with you. She can stay out for days or whatever and not have to worry about him because she knows you got him. It's very selfish and irresponsible of her to take advantage of you that way. So now you need to get serious and start telling her, no, you can't babysit. If you miss the baby, you can go over there and visit him in her house for a couple of hours, then leave, period. And I would suggest taking your boyfriend, too. That might keep her at home, you know, if you go over there. The other thing you need to do is never, ever allow her husband to pick up this baby and drive anywhere or anything like that. Maybe he walked over to your house. I don't know. But don't do that, especially when he's clearly been drinking. And please tell him when you get the opportunity, in no uncertain terms, should he ever touch you like that and do what he did, squeezing your butt and saying he wanted you first. Come on, that's never going to happen again. It's their marriage. They have to figure this situation out, get through their own problems. Stay out of it, Mom. She's going to end up resenting you if you don't. And please stay away from her husband. Steve?
Shirley. Mm-hmm. Wonderful answer you just gave, full of hope and optimism and getting people to do the right things and all that. That's wonderful. And to the lady who wrote the letter, please listen to what Shirley told you. Now, what I'm about to tell you, I'm here to tell you about yourself. Now, if you can see some help in there, fine. But my initial approach is not to help you. It's to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the truth. You say your daughter got married young and she has a short attention span. That's not what she has. And I will prove it throughout the letter. She doesn't have a short attention span. She has a maturity problem and a morality problem. She has a maturity problem and a morality problem. Now, it ain't got nothing to do with short attention span. She ain't in school. This ain't ADD. This ain't what this is. So now, she's almost 30 and look like she's about to cheat on her husband. She's married to a man that's 38. He's a lot more settled than she is. My daughter has been talking to a new guy on the phone, and she told me he's smart and funny. I've seen her ignore her husband's call when he's on the phone with him, and she doesn't even know her four-year-old exists. That's not a short attention span. She has a maturity problem and a moral problem, and she's not even a good mother. Your daughter's just not a really, really good person so far in the letter. I asked her if she's having affairs. She said they are platonic friends. Yeah, well, platonic, whatever that means, whatever. The key word in that.
Friends. No sex.
Yeah, well, the key word in platonic is tonic. And tonic always means something. Tonic. Uh-huh. Always remember that about plutonic. That means there's something in there.
We have to take
Pluto,
a break right
you're
here.
In a plutonic relationship. Okay, no, whatever you want to call it.
It's platonic. Okay, listen. We're coming back with part two of the strawberry letter. And Steve's second half, you don't want to miss as well. The subject is my daughter's husband. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is my daughter's husband.
Well, this woman wrote this letter about this 30-year-old daughter. She says that she has a short attention span. We find out in the letter she has a maturity problem, a morals problem, and she's just not a good mother. Doesn't seem like a nice person to me. She's married to a man, her daughter, that's 30. She's married to a man that's 38. He's more settled. My daughter's been talking to a new guy on the phone that he describes as smart and funny. She ignores her husband calls whenever she's on the phone, and she doesn't even know her 4-year-old exists. I asked her, the mother asked the daughter, she's having an affair, and she said they in a platonic relationship. Plutonic is what is spelled. P-L, platonic. We're having a disagreement about that. Shirley, of course, knows the proper pronunciation of it, but I know the meaning of it. See, knowing how a word is pronounced and what it means is two different things. Key word in here is tonic. Tonic means there's something in it. So if you're in a platonic or plutonic relationship with a man or a woman, the key word is tonic. Tonic means there's something in it.
Right.
Or else what you're having it for? Talking to me. Anyway, the other night she was supposed to come pick up her son, and I hadn't heard from her. She wasn't answering her calls and texts, so she reluctantly called her house. Her husband picked up the phone, said he was looking for her, too. A few minutes later, he came to get the baby, and I could tell he'd been drinking because he was talkative. He said he thinks your daughter's cheating on him, and he ain't had sex with her in a month. See, now, all of this gets blamed on drinking, but I'm going to show you something about this in a minute. Now, if she wasn't answering the phone for nobody, text, phone calls, she was in the plutonic relationship.
You stop saying plutonic.
This is where she was. It is spelled P-L-U-T-O.
It should be Pluto. P-L-A.
Pluto is a Disney character, but if you put tonic on the end of it, that means he is something. See, Pluto was in a plutonic relationship with Daisy Duck. But guess what, though?
What
y'all didn't know behind the scenes was he was doing Daisy.
He was getting it in with Daisy? What?
And Shirley just said it. Getting it in. Right there. Always something.
Plutonic.
Donald didn't know. Just like the husband in this letter don't know. Anyway, and said that his daughter been cheating on him and she ain't had sex with him in a month. I felt so bad for him, so I hugged him. He told me I felt good and he squeezed my behind with both hands. I stood there frozen for a second before I pulled away from him. He apologized and said he'd been drinking and then laughed and said I felt like sick. Okay, let's quit blaming everything on drinking. First of all, he wasn't drinking that much because he drove over to the house. He wasn't drinking that much because you was willing to put your grandbaby in the car with him and let him drive home. He wasn't drinking that much because he was cupping your...
What
all this got to do with drinking? Because I've done all this stuff without a sip. So let's quit blaming this on drinking, because now let's get into what you said. He asked me if I had ever thought about him in a romantic way, because he said when we first met my daughter and I, he was initially attracted to me. Then you said, I clearly remember that day, and I did think he was fine AF. Okay, lady, where'd that come from? You didn't even have to put that in the letter. But you know when he grabbed you, it took you, it froze you, and it took you several moments to push away. Then you said, I'm only 48 and a man 10 years younger can't handle me. That's not true. Oh, Lord, lady, that's not true. You 48 and a man 38 can't handle you. That's not true. I've been 38 before.
That's right.
Hello.
48.
Boy, let me tell you something. I was 23 one time. Yeah. Yeah. Grown woman. Good and grown. Taught me some things, but after I learned it, though, whoo.
Yeah,
oh, dog.
Science.
Yeah, see, because the comeback ability I had at 23 was incredible. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got me, but give me 5 minutes and watch this here. I did multiple shows in the night. It was easy. That's why when I became a stand-up, to do 4 shows in a night wasn't nothing for me, because I had been there, I've been 4 or 5 shows. I was used to performing multiple times in the night. Anyway, a good thing my boyfriend called when he did, because things heated up quickly. I know I need to talk to my daughter about her bad behavior, but do I need to tell her about her husband's behavior too? Well, then hold on now. You're also going to have to tell her about your behavior, because you did mention some bad behavior of your own in here. You did think he was fine AF, and you did say if your boyfriend had not called, things was heating up really quickly, so you was entertaining the conversation and all of this here. So now you could talk to your daughter, but I think the whole family kind of a little bit tricky. And I think the 38-year-old know it. So please write us back after you have an affair with this boy that can't handle you. That's fitting to put it on ya. Fitting to put it on ya.
At Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.